Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here's your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker with Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And I would like to welcome my guest, Mr. Ed Klenk, who is highly involved with Man Up Philly, A Baby's Breath, and Prayers Unite the World. And he will be discussing these and giving us an update. And he was on about 6 months ago. I think it was September. And again, I just wanted to bring him on to give us an update as Man Up Philly is on for this year in person. He'll talk all about that. He will update us on A Baby's Breath and new things that are happening there. And Prayers Unite the World, which is a program started by Mr. Ed Lawrence. So, Ed, welcome to Holy Spirit Radio.
Thank you for having me back, Dave.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. I had a blessed Christmas, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I trust had a wonderful Christmas.
We did. We wish it was we had more togetherness, but the surge of COVID cases made us forgo our large family gathering, had to pare it down a little bit. But other than that, you know, we're just thankful we can get together and even see each other when we can in smaller groups.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's dive right into the exciting news about Man Up Philly this year, 2022. What is the specific date of Man Up Philly, and where will it be?
Well, this year, it is exciting because we are planning to have it in live and in person. This time last year, we had to make the decision right about this time not to have a live conference with the upswing in COVID cases at that time. Mm-hmm. And ended up having a virtual conference online on Zoom, and it ended up very well. We had over 1,000 men join us, and coupled with the fact that there are a lot of people who could just click on and join us, and we didn't know about. I understand a number of high schools joined us that way.
That's wonderful.
It was wonderful. I think we probably ended up with 1,100 people joining us that
That's
day.
That's great. I was one of those.
Yeah, that's
from
okay.
my kitchen table. I think I mentioned that in the update back in September. But go ahead.
Yes.
I don't want to digress.
But no, the great thing is we're still planning, despite Omicron and what's happening right now, we're still hoping that it phases down and we can have our conference on March 19th of 2022. This year, it's going to be held at Immaculata University in Immaculata, Pennsylvania. And it will be held on March 19th, the Solemnity of St. Joseph.
I will digress on that one. That is the day that Holy Spirit Radio went on the air, March 19th, 1999, the Feast of St. Joseph. So that's a very special date in our history. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
And it is a feast day.
Absolutely.
In the liturgical life of the church.
Yeah.
And we're happy that Archbishop Perez will be joining us and being our
excellent
celebrant for the Mass of the Solemnity of St. Joseph on that day.
Wonderful.
So we started off looking what we should title our conference this year, and looking at some of the themes of Lent. One theme that we came up with was Come Back to Me. Especially in a real sense, very real sense, since the churches had been closed in the beginning of the COVID epidemic, and now we're still waiting for some people to come back. There, you know,
It's not a difficult everyone's back filling the pews.
It's a difficult transition.
A lot of the parishes, if not most of the parishes, and that although they're always invited,
So that's,
come on back.
That's kind of our theme this year, because Lent is also a time of repentance, which means to come back, to turn back to the Lord. So in a very real sense, our theme this year will be to come back in the sense, come back physically to church, but also come back in a spiritual sense and turn your minds and hearts to God.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Wow. That's a wow moment for me. And it is. It's so important.
Yeah.
for in many people's lives. So go ahead.
We do. And the actual conference itself is themed around that. Each year, actually, we invite men from all over the Archdiocese to come to join with other men, to stand up with other men, and to celebrate their Catholic faith. And they're coming in from with all degrees of baggage. And it's amazing how the baggage is oftentimes dropped, and they go home back to their parishes, back to their families, back to their homes, freed from many of the things that they were burdened with when they came in. In a sense, that's that offer, come back to me, and I will give you life, I will give you freedom, I will give you joy. These are the gifts that come from such a conference.
Yeah, I'm blown away. And to your point, Ed, I mean, when I started going with the Cabrini, men, maybe 6-7 years ago now, 8 years ago, and what a beautiful thing. And speaking about dropping baggage, that is totally true, ladies and gentlemen. Many of the men go home, and they feel so different, so uplifted, so inspired. And Man Up Philly really does it. That is their intent. And what a theme. I'm glad this theme is going to be this year on the Feast of St. Joseph. Now, did you guys and Man Up, planning this, were there other themes, and how did you settle on this?
Actually, this particular theme came to me, I don't want to say in a dream, but...
a vision?
in a sense, it was a prayer offered up. Lord, what is it that you want to say to the men of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. And the first thing that came in my mind from that was, come back to me. Mm-hmm. Return to me. So these are I took that as and brought it to the committee and said this was placed on my heart. This is what I think we should use as a theme, and they all agreed. They thought it was wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you for that that inspirational message. It is so uplifting. And Ed's right. We've been so down in the trenches and down spiritually, maybe psychologically, with COVID, and it's time to come back, and get uplifted. So, Ed, moving on to the next thing, who's going to be there? Usually you have four guests.
Yes, we're going to bring back Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who's evangelical speaker. He's on EWTN, he's on Catholic radio, he's an author, he has a series called Behold the Man, Spirituality for Men. He just resonates with the men. This will actually be his fourth return, or fourth time speaking to our conference, going back. This will be our 14th, so... when we rate our speakers based upon the surveys that we send out, he's always ranks high and above everybody else. So
excellent.
We're looking forward to Deacon Burke coming back, being with us, spending the time. His talk is powerful. Men certainly realize that he has so much to say to their hearts that... They just, no matter how many times they hear him, it's always something new that he brings to the table.
And ladies and gentlemen, and our Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners, he's not a wallflower.
No.
Maybe all of you are familiar with him from TV and radio on EWTN or conferences. But, I mean, he really, really is a voice for the Lord, and he will bring it.
He is. At one conference, I can recall a couple of years ago, he spent his entire talk going through the Mass, telling the men of the biblical roots of the Mass. And he surprised men. He said, we're oftentimes criticized as Catholics as not knowing our Bible. Mm-hmm. But he said, if you think about it, so much of the Mass comes out of the Bible. Well, almost all of it comes
Absolutely.
Out. Almost directly or indirectly. And he took section by section of the Bible, or and showed how it it's implemented in the Mass, or somehow how expressed in the Mass. It it was very good, very dynamic.
Looking forward to that. Now, who's next?
Besides Deacon Howard, we have a local coach, Coach Pat Chambers. He went to Philadelphia University in his college days, played for them. Then after he graduated, got assistant jobs coaching at Philadelphia University, Del Valle College right down the street here, and Episcopal Academy. Then moved on to Villanova, where he was director of operations, and then eventually became an assistant coach to the Wildcats. And later, because I guess of his development as a coach, he ends up being head coach at Boston University in 2008-2009, and then goes on to be head coach at Penn State. So he has a tremendous worth ethic for his his teams, but also caused them to be good people. You know, he's interested just not in winning games, but in helping them to become
good men,
in their life to come. So, after basketball, so we're happy to have Pat Chambers welcome him for the first time, and then we have a third speaker, Mr. Keith Nestor. Keith Nestor had been a Protestant minister, youth pastor, for 20 years, and he, during that time, he was discerning the Catholic Church, looking at his faith, and you know, like other speakers that we have had at Man Up, who are converts to the faith, Scott Hahn being probably the most noted about of them, but he came out of the United Methodist Assembly of God type of background, and in 2017 he became Catholic and entered the Church. Of course, there's a lot of risk that men take after being involved in their other denominations. They lose their job, for one. And so since that time, one thing he did was write a book. And he felt that he was called by God to write a book that would be about what it's like for converts to Catholicism.
Wow.
What is that journey like? Because, as you know,
I'd like to read that book.
There's many obstacles to coming from a Protestant tradition to the Catholic tradition. You know, ideas of doctrines of purgatory, Mary as the mother of God, and there's a lot of issues. You know,
the Marian veneration doctrine in and of itself.
Yes. You know,
that we Catholics hold dear.
Exactly.
And believe.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I think his book, which is called The Convert's Guide to Roman Catholicism, kind of he charts the path that converts need to take, you know, how to consider things. And sometimes maybe you won't always understand, but at least accept. And that's also part of the journey, because there's many things we can't always understand, but have to accept on faith.
Yeah. Well, I have an aside question. Speaking of journey, I mean, there's on the Coming Home Network on EWTN, The Journey Home, The Journey Home with Marcus Grody. Do you know if he was ever on that as a guest?
That's
folks
good.
On from Scott Hahn, all, I mean, wide-ranging. I just wondered if you knew.
I don't know that. I'd like to look that up, because that would be a very interesting interview to listen to.
Absolutely.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
But yes, what a journey he has taken. And I think that will also inspire men. Here's a lot of times, as Catholics, we're a little bit shaky in our faith, because we think, oh, there's Protestants. They can write, they recite chapter and verse out of the Bible. And as I said, like from Deacon Siver's talk, we actually know more scripture than we give ourselves credit for.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
So, but really the focus of the day, as much as we enjoy having dynamic speakers to inspire and enlighten the men, I always consider the key points of the day to be the fact that we offer the sacrament of reconciliation, we offer Eucharistic adoration, and we have morning prayer and the Mass to conclude. The whole Man Up Day is centered around unity with Christ through adoration, through returning to Him, coming back, you know, return to me, come back to me through reconciliation, and in turn, that they can have full union with Christ in the Eucharist. So,
Mark Forrest, will he be returning?
He will be. He's kind of a mainstay anymore.
The men I was going to say that
are just
fabulous.
Enjoy his story. What an amazing personal story he has. And he combines that personal journey with the lessons of faith, you know, how his faith supports and undergirds the troubles that he has gone through, I mean, with special needs kids and the like in his family. But Mark Forrest will come back. And
I'm glad to hear that.
And he'll be providing the music for the day. So we are glad to have Mark back again.
So that's three. Now there's a fourth. Is this person a returnee, or are they new to the to Man Up Philly?
Actually, no. We've shortened the day. It was decided from the surveys that we sent out that the day, having it from 8 in the morning till 5 o'clock, it was a little bit too long.
Okay.
So that we shortened it so that the Mass will be at 2, so the day will be over by 3 o'clock.
Wonderful. I'm adjusting my mental template now, folks. Okay. So keep going then.
Yeah. So so the day will be capped off by the Mass with Archbishop Perez. When he came back in 2020, the last conference we had, he stayed most of the day and heard confessions. Kind of amazed, you know, that the Archbishop of our diocese would be sitting in a chair hearing confessions all day.
Wow, that's beautiful. I was there, and Holy Spirit Radio was there because we did broadcast Man Up Philly.
Yeah.
The Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek and Frank and myself. And Archbishop, when he came walking down that hallway where the vendors were and we were, you know, we knew that he was going to probably stop, and he did. And Gary got to interview him, and it was a wonderful interview. But yes, he...
And he was new.
He was brand new.
Yeah, new at the helm.
Like a month before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was wonderful. So I had to do a little bit of look back.
And the incredible thing is, here he is hearing confessions in both English and Spanish.
We're very blessed to have Archbishop Perez, our Archbishop, here in Philadelphia.
So that should be, that kind of gives you a synthesis of what the day will be like. Once again, I encourage the men of the Archdiocese to consider to come out. I expect that it will be sold out, so the sooner you sign up, the better, because we only have limited number of seats at Immaculata. I think 1,200 is our capacity out there.
That's good to know, folks. So, Ed, how do people hearing this interview, how do they get hooked up? I know the parishes or the Archdiocese has sent to the parishes, because Cabrini has announced it already with a flyer in our Sunday bulletin. And now I dare say, I don't know if all the parishes have done that, but how, if someone's hearing this, how do they go online and register?
The easiest way would be just to go online and enter Man Up Philly, all one word, or break it up. It should find us. Right at one of the top tabs is for registration, and click on there, and it goes right to the registration pages, and it's quite easy to navigate through. One thing we tried to ask each participant is what parish are they from, so we get a sense of our geographic draw. We have moved the conference around over time, from originally at Archbishop O'Hara over to Archbishop Ryan, over to St. Joe's University, down to Newman. Now we're going to be at Immaculata. And and we do get a different demographic each time. But fortunately, no matter where we are, men are seeking us out. And making sure that they find their way to the conference.
That was wonderful. So the theme again this year is what?
Come back to me. Mm-hmm. And we do hope that it resounds with the needs of men having gone through this COVID crisis.
Thank you for the announcement about Men Up Philly. And I want to go to a quick break here. And we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after station identification.
You are listening to Holy Spirit Radio, WISP, 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia, and WCOJ, 1420 AM in Coatesville and Chester County.
Welcome back to Spirit of the Delaware Valley. This is Dave Parker, and my guest, Mr. Ed Klank, just spoke about Man Up Philly. And now he's going to talk about another beautiful program that he is involved in, and that is A Baby's Breath. So, Ed, tell us about A Baby's Breath. You mentioned it to us back in September. What changes, if any, have occurred?
Thank you, Dave. The A Baby's Breath is a crisis pregnancy centers, actually. There's five different locations, and the goal is to help mothers to choose to see their baby take their first breath. To choose life, in other words, and they do it by offering counseling and services to women involved in crisis pregnancies, and also to women who have chosen life but are just experiencing difficulties coping and dealing with newborns. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we've done. In order to advertise the services that A Baby's Breath offers, right here in Warminster, we have one of those electronic billboards that we've advertised three different things. And of course, it's one of the electronic ones that flash. So mm-hmm. it'll flash on for about 15 seconds, and it will say, pregnant and you need some help. You know, then you call A Baby's Breath, because we will help women in a crisis pregnancy with free ultrasounds, free pregnancy testing, with prenatal training and coaching and classes. And when a woman chooses life for her child, we then offer some support in terms, diapers, clothing, formula, things like that. Also, we have been able to get some cribs and carriages, strollers for moms who, if they needed it. But also, we offer postpartum type of services, like child rearing, how simple things like how to change a diaper or how to feed your child. So there's many services that we offer. Because it's just, we not only want to save the child, but we want the mother and child to be happy and be able to thrive together. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. So that's what the other billboards, once it goes, if you're pregnant, then it says,
I was going to ask
if you have a newborn and need help, call A Baby's Breath. Or if you have a toddler and need help. Mm-hmm. So A Baby's Breath is there. To assist women from the time that they're pregnant through the early years of their of the child's life and progression.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Briefly, how long has it been around? And you mentioned that you have five locations now, and is it growing even beyond that? Or what's the status of it in terms of growth, if any?
I'm trying to remember if it's 20 years. I hope Karen's not listening to this, but Karen Patota, the founder of A Baby's Breath. But it's been around, I think, since around 2000, 2001. Wow. I wasn't connected with it until a couple of years later and helping out in the Warminster Center with their Run for Life, which is their fundraiser in order to support and keep the lights open. Lights on at A Baby's Breath. But they have a place in Wayne, in Jeffersonville, which is the Norristown area, in Phoenixville, and they also have a live-in facility, which is a converted convent in Phoenixville, where there are some women who just need a home and a temporary home, and that's what they provide there. So there's been great growth, but we're also trying to reach out and see where else needs are. Ann Rigner, who's the manager over at the Warminster Center, has been in contact with some parishes in Philadelphia and has also reached out to other centers that may deal with, you know, helping a woman who's had a child, but to find work or train them for a job. We're trying to interconnect with other agencies to help together for the good of the for moms and babies.
So, Ed, how would someone, if they have a need, your services of A Baby's Breath, how do they contact you?
Online or, you know, through smartphone, just look up A Baby's Breath. And it will take you right to a page that gives you the locations and with the telephone numbers, which are manned 24/7. So no matter what time of day, if somebody needs help, there's a phone number that they can call.
It's a beautiful apostolate, ladies and gentlemen. And so, Ed, thank you for that, the recap of where you guys are at this point in time in January 2022 and going forward. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a need that you know of in your family or friends or acquaintances, don't hesitate to call A Baby's Breath, 215-442-0442, or visit their website at ababy'sbreath.org. So, Ed, now on to the third topic that I want to broach quickly, and you can give a recap of this as well, is Prayers Unite the World, a beautiful program started by Mr. Ed Lawrence. So catch us up on where that is and what's happened in the last 6 months.
Yes, we just celebrated our fifth anniversary, and we did so with a wonderful ceremony at Archbishop Ryan High School, and Bishop McFadden came up. He was the one who blessed the initiative to begin with 5 years ago, and he came back, and we celebrated the fact that for 5 years, people who have a need for a prayer, either for themselves or for others, can submit a prayer online at our website, Prayers Unite the World, and that prayer will be sent to five different communities, a prayer warrior, so to speak. These are communities of priests, brothers, sisters, laity, who have dedicated themselves to praying for the needs of the universal church. And Ed Lawrence's original concept was that, you know, we are a universal church. We are one Catholic and holy and apostolic church, and Catholic meaning universal, that there can be people in sub-Sahara Africa praying for the needs of us, and we could pray for them as well, recognizing that prayer is probably the most universal language of them all.
And most needed.
And most needed, for sure.
But in my humble opinion.
There's a secondary reason that Ed thought about this is because there's a problem of vocations within the church today. And a lot of communities exist that people don't know about them, what their charism is, what their ministry is involved in. Many of us know from having Catholic schools, the Immaculate Heart Sisters or the St. Joe's Sisters who taught us. But what about the Pink Sisters or the Blue Nuns? Or there's actually a religious order of nuns over in France that have women with Down syndrome as part of their community, a beautiful community of about 12, 14 women.
That's beautiful.
Over there. And there's many groups like that out there that you just don't know about. Mm-hmm. So what happens with Prayers Unite the World, if somebody says, I need a prayer for my relative who is struggling with cancer or has this or that infirmity, that prayer will be sent to five communities. And those five communities are will be emailed back to the prayer requester and say, your prayer has been received, and you're now being your request will be prayed by the Carmelites or the Trappist, mm-hmm. or the Benedictines or the Knights of Columbus or whoever. Mm-hmm.
Those five communities.
Yeah, we have over 200 communities.
Assigned, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, we have over 200 communities, and we have more in the wings that mm-hmm. as we get more quantity of prayer requests come in, we will supplement our present prayer partners with additional partners. Mm-hmm. And what you can do when you get the email back, it will say, you're being prayed for by the Benedictines, and you're scratching and saying, I don't know much about the Benedictines. Mm-hmm. You can click on it, and it will mm-hmm. take you right to their website, the Benedictines website, and you can find all about who they are, where they are, and what they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ed, what a concept Ed had. What an inspiration.
Sure.
Way back when, from the Holy Spirit, definitely.
And it's all vocation-driven, because mm-hmm. hope maybe somebody will say, that's an incredible thing that this religious order is doing, and it may correspond with where I want my life to go. Mm-hmm. So
wonderful. You talked us through the process of how one can go online and Prayers Unite the World. Is there more infrastructure? Is there someone beyond that manages or is like a gatekeeper of the process? I mean, is Ed himself, or does he have a group, a team that does all that? Let's say there's some kind of technical glitch with Prayers Unite the World online. Do you have a team, or is there someone assigned that, hey, if a problem arises in the linkages or anything that they need, but they need someone to come in and fix it in a cyber sense?
Yeah, we do have
a network, caretaker,
a wonderful IT person, Tom Womble, who is also actually a student. He was a former student of Ed Lawrence's. Ed Lawrence taught for like 40 years. I mean,
many students.
he knows thousands of people. It's amazing how many people who had him and loved to come back and help in whatever way. And Tom was one of them. Mm-hmm. He came back when Ed presented him with this thing. He said, and Ed doesn't know anything about computers. He said, would you know how to put this together? And and Tom, being an IT wizard.
Here's my concept. I have a need of someone with your expertise and your charism. Can you help me?
Yeah. And so in that sense, he lined it up and set it up so that each prayer that would come in would automatically be dispersed to five different prayer communities.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So, Ed, well, thank you very much for coming in. We're going to bring this to a close, this special edition of Spirit of the Delaware Valley. Anything else you would like to share?
There's just one last thing. I recently became a knight, part of the Knights of Columbus.
All right, applause. Where's that applause button? Come on.
And
I think Tom Hendrick would love to.
Yes, after the last time I was here and talked to that. With Spider
and Spider.
Tom Hendrick, I decided to make a point. And the main reason why is that their organization, their goals parallel the goals of Man Up Philly. We're all interested in making men the guardians and protectors of their family, to accept that responsibility, to embrace that responsibility, mm-hmm. and to step up, to man up, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I better join the Knights and step up and man up in that regard.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy to I got my third degree just yesterday, and so I'm...
Well, congratulations. And I have a question. Do you sleep anytime?
Occasionally.
You have a busy family life, too. You have a beautiful family.
I do, and it's the blessing of family that makes all of these things worthwhile and why you continue to do them, because mm-hmm. you want these things to your faith, your church, to be preserved for your kids and your grandkids and future generations. You know, if mm-hmm. you know, it's like Travis Manion's dad said last year at Man Up. You know, if not me, then who?
Exactly.
So it's mm-hmm. it's that responsibility and. Because we are responsible for the faith of our children and our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. And to echo this year's theme of Men of Philly...
Come back to me.
Come back
yes.
to me. Well, Mr. Ed Klink, thank you very much for coming on Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio signing off. Until next time, thank you for listening, and God bless you.